Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
On this day in 2009, the TV game show The Chase premiered on British TV. I consider it one of the finest programs on television, and I consider the Australian version particularly wanting of a good host.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're a little bit too slick. We're a little bit too sanitary here in Australia, and I have always wanted that top job hosting The Chase.
You've always said it.
I have.
Do you prefer the Australian or the British version?
British.
Yeah, I knew there was one.
British is so much more savage. I think Bradley Walsh is more fun as a host. He's sort of cheeky. He's not afraid to get the giggles, and it's just a better vibe.
Yeah.
I would love the opportunity to audition as the host of The Chase Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Brooke, if you're going to be my contestant,
yeah,
I think we fire into the sting, and on the other side of this, I will be your new host for The Chase.
I can't wait.
Hello and welcome to The Chase. I'm Bradley. I'm Bob. Four contestants are playing for thousands of dollars in prize money, and all that stands in their way is one of the country's brightest trivia brains. Let's meet our first contestant today. It's Brooke. Hello, love.
Hi.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an almond milker.
How much milking do the almonds need?
It's actually not so bad. They're only little, so it's not a lot.
How do you get your hands around them?
Just like one squeeze, like a pimple.
There we go. If we send you home with some cash today, what would that mean for you?
It'd be great. Go on a holiday, stop milking my almonds for a while.
Oh, you wouldn't travel to see the almonds of the world?
No. I might switch it up, go see macadamias or something.
All right. Well, let's try and send you to some macadamias today. 30 seconds are on the clock, Brooke. $2,000 for each correct answer that you can give me. Water that's frozen and become solid is called what?
Ice.
Who was Australia's first female prime minister?
Julia Gillard.
John Travolta is a famous follower of what religious movement?
Scientology.
In the Disney film The Lion King, who is Simba's uncle?
Scar.
What is 3/5 of 40?
Pass.
Amarel is a type of what small stone fruit?
Peach?
Cherry. In Greek myth, Charon was the ferryman on which hellish river?
I was going to say the Thames. That's not right.
It was Styx.
Of course it was.
But you still got 4 points.
Whoa.
A total of $8,000.
Not bad.
You happy with that?
Can see some macadamias with that.
I think you could. Well, now it would be time to face the chaser. But who will it be today? Could it be the shark, Brian Coverdale? He's the handsome version of Lockie Winnell. Issa Schultz, the super nerd? His pants are up so high they cut off oxygen to his brain. The tiger mum? Is that racist? Will it be Goliath? Easily defeated by David and most of our contestants? Or are we facing Anne Hegarty, the governess? Whew, she'll send a mirror into retirement. And then the chaser comes out and we play once again.
That's it?
That's what I got
for
you.
Shall I fire off the... just to really end it? Bob, I think you did pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My insults were good?
Your insults were good. You weren't fazed by the almond milking. It was a good all-round time.
I think normally I'd have a producer who tells me in advance that she's an almond milker and I can come up with something a little smoother.
Nah. But I think you embraced it well.
Channel 7 or Channel 9, whichever one it's on, consider that.
If Bob's not here tomorrow, you know why.